on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 10 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. We're going to be day racing today at Albury. There's been a bit of rain there, but it looks good too. Heavy nine. A fine day, though. John Scorse, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Look, you're spot on about the day. It's a beautiful day, but generally winter time, I wouldn't be looking for an upgrade. It's probably going to race a genuine heavy track. Bit of light rain most of the week and fog every morning, Sean. But look, really clear conditions, only seven races. And look, some of them are really good contests as well, mate.
Righto, the first is a maiden, Colt Skeldings and Entires. Now, number one, Afterlife, $10. Two, Lead Soprano, $6.3 out. Four, Nixie Boy, $6.50. Five, Taliano is $1.90. Number six, Idle Fancy, $41. And seven, Zabafeldi, $3.50. The favourite short, $1.90. Number five, Taliano.
Yeah, look, you've got to go with it too. Sure, I've got to go with it. 5.742, Taliano for Michelle Russell. It's trialled well here a few times. First trial was back at home track at Gundagai in an open heat way back. After the Snake Gully Carnival. But it won a trial at Wagga. They took it to Bendigat, which is gets a bit of attention. And, look, its effort there was very good after a slow start. It was a bit green. And, look, in a big field, it finished off okay. So better for that experience. Look, an unknown in heavy conditions, but most of these are. It'll get first crack at the track. So I'll go with it on top. This two-year-old fellow... for Mitch Beer in Zabafeldi. This is on trial quite well over the 1,000 metres in an open heat recently. So expect it's ready to go on debut. Four, Nixie's Boy. Only had the one run this preparation. Only had the four in total. But look, not disgraced at the synthetic track at Ballarat. Rhys Arch and Michael Hegney with all the experience there. And two, Lead Soprano for Daryl McCarthy. I thought it was probably best of the rest. But keen to watch these parade. But that run under its belt, Taliano, little wonder it's well fancied. 5.742, Sean.
Righto, race two, one Dreams of Platinum, 2.40, two out. Three Wriggles, 4.60, four Analysium, 10. Five Monkery, 6.50, six Cinnamon Lane, 10. Seven Black Cartel, 26. A Cosmo Star, 13. Nine Fat Impactor, 4.80. Favourite, 2.40, one Dreams of Platinum.
Yeah, it looks a beautiful race for it too, Sean. 1.965. I think it's nearly a race in two, but Dreams of Platinum comes here with, well, the blinkers come off, it gets the winkers on. It's got its only win in 25 starts, was on a heavy, and it comes back from that good run last start at Goulburn beyond This'll Do. That was off 3 weeks. He spaced a couple of its runs, Luke, and with the claim, it's beautifully placed here. I've got it on top. Fat Impactor gets his big chance here. He's only won once, and that was over 1,400 metres too, Sean. Look, he's been placed on the heavy, and his recent repeat of his recent run in that class to similar conditions beyond Ghost Doctor and Benjamin Merry. We'll see him right in the race here. He's a clear second pick. And then I've got Cinnamon Lane comes here, got a crossover on. Third up from it's had a couple of runs this preparation with a space there between the Seymour placing. But look, back to the 1,400 metres, it's a chance against these. And five Monkery. I've been racing quite well, this fella, without much luck. And a bit of soft form there. Reasonable run last time. And look, he's not without a chance here. 1.965 in the second, Sean.
And, John, I can tell you, don't be frightened to back anything with young T. Schiller on. He claims threes with Luke Pepper. Tyler Schiller, he sits on very well for a young lad.
Yeah, he sure does. Sean got only got three rides today, but they're all in the mix.
Yeah. Now, the third one, Eric the Axe, $4. Two King of Sting, $18. Number three, Countess Delta, $14. Four Lemon Splice, $2.20. Five Wahini Miss, $10. Six Wicker, $3.10. Seven Jack and Tez, $26. Eight, nine out. And ten Translate, $51. Favourite, $2.20. Number four, Lemon Splice.
Yeah, she brings a bit of class here, but I'm going to go with the race fit Wicker here. I made it 6.41 and 5. Wicker, I looked good at the 10 furlongs when it won at Wagga 2 back. And then, look, it ran into a few dead ends there last time in that Wyme Lord race. So, look, she gets back in a race. pardon me, a bit of an unknown on the heavy, but most of the breed handle it. She's out of a Dolphin Street mare. And the race fitness might be the key here because it could end up a bit of a slog. So I'm going to go with it. Look, Lemon Spice, back to a class one maiden plate. It's just gone around in some pretty handy races. It's second up and straight to the 10 furlongs, but sticks the trip really well. The heavy is a little bit of a concern, particularly at the price. I thought Eric the Accident improved here. His runs have been okay without just setting the world on fire. Wodonga and Wagga last time, he wasn't beaten far. He'll run well here for sure. And five, Wahini Miss could be the improver third up out of this trip and loves these conditions. Good little contest. 6, 4, 1, and 5 in race 3. Sean?
Race 4, fillies and mares maiden. One designer portrait is 270. Two Freets, 850. Three Miss Cleo, 61. Four out, 5 Pirati, 61. Number 6, Pips and Crowns, 26. 7 and 8 out. 9 Smart Promise, $1.65. 10 Starflight, 16. 11 Sunsilk Girl, 15. Favourite, 165. 9 Smart Promise.
Yeah, went with Smart Promise, Sean. 9, 11, 1, 2 for me. Look, she hasn't really done herself too many favours. She's got a few barrier issues, this girl. But gee, even if she comes out a length behind these, I think she's got enough ability to get them down. Soft form's good. The run behind Fabulous Fran was outstanding last time at the 1,000. So she's got a foot right on the till. Look, you've probably got to be game to take the $1.60, but I think she looks the winner here. Look, I threw in 11. I don't think it got there 1,300 last time, Sunsilk Girl. Certainly a chance here, a race on the speed. It's quite fit, and look, it won't be far off these at $15. It's got to be in the exotics at least. This one, Designer Portrait, looks really well suited. It's run last time, went around almost a $20 chance behind Starskin. And gee, it made some good ground in the straight there, Sean. All its runs have been on top of the ground, but we'll take it on trust here. And two frights for Mitch Beer, I thought might be best of the rest. 9, 11, 1, and 2 in the 4. John?
Race 5, 1 Pacific Tycoon, 360. 2 Big Has, 13. 3 Rain, Happy, 850. 4 Tresa Boss, 550. 5 You Say Bolt, 230. 6 Moss My Name, 41. 7 out, 8 Misty Girls, 650. 9 out, and 10 Happy Cappuccino, rather, 26. Favourite, 230. 5 You Say Bolt.
Yeah, I went the other way. 1, 5, 4, 3. I can't go around Pacific Tycoon with Logan McNeil with the 4 off. He's got fabulous track stats, and we know he likes the heavy. So he's been in really good form this preparation and can only be suited by the smallish field, Sean. Look, he got back. It took him a long time to get out, but when he did, he let go and won really well here with his last win. I got him on top here. Look, You Say Bolt, they took it to Flemington last time first up. It was a bit hot for her, and she got a bit lost down the straight. But she's a real talent. She's only ever seen the good in under race conditions, at least. So she's a little bit of a query at the 230. She gets through the ground. I know most of the progeny do, but she's second up at Pacific Tycoon. Is rock hard fit. So, look, I got a clear second pick. Treasure Boss, you know what you get with him. He's always around the mark. He likes this track and trip, and he eats these conditions to boot. He's a race-fit horse that won't be far off in the small field. And 3 Rain Happy comes here with the blinkers for the first time. And, look, it's had a couple of runs this preparation. Nick Souquet back in action aboard today, and he knows the horse quite well. I threw it in as well. Great race, this. 1, 5, 4, and 3.
Race 6, 1 My Zamadana, 19. Number 2, Flying Cyril, 460. 3 Our Project, 21. 4 Nobody's Puppet, 370. 5 Beautiful Bee, 21. 6 Out, 7 Mr. Brown Fox, 850. 8 Sonasani, 14. 9 Liberty's Gift, 650. 10 Old Texture, 26. 11 Hazel's Diary, 4. 12, 13, 14 Out. And 15 Bad Obsession, 34. 370 Favourite, 4 Nobody's Puppet.
Yeah, I'm with Nobody's Puppet too, Sean. 4, 2, 11, and 9. Look, gets the blinkers on for the first time and is beautifully placed here, back to a 58 grade. Went around on the highway. The run prior was a fast 3 at Queanbeyan beyond concrete. But this glove puppet, the Toy Pindari mare, they're all swimmers, the whole family, Sean. So this is going to really appreciate the giving the ground and the claim for your man, Tyler Schiller. I got to have it on top. 2 Flying Cyril. He's good. He's very consistent. Probably I don't mind him from where he's drawn. He's got good speed. He's a fit horse, and he was good at Wagga when he won last time. He's rising a little bit in the weights, but look, he can plow through these conditions on the speed there. Then you've got 11. This is probably the key, Hazel's Diary. She won a maiden. Wasn't the strongest of races, but she'll benefit a lot from that. She's a little bit green, and she got the job done at the 900. And it goes to the 1,000 here with the blinkers going straight on. So she might be nice and progressive here. Nine best of the rest, Liberty's Gift gets back and finishes off. And a first up winner as well, Sean. Like Glove Puppet, the Glove Puppet horse, Nobody's Puppet, 4, 2, 11 and 9, mate.
All right, race 7, 1 Marcello, 41. Number 2, Zagaya, 23. 3, Woody White Sox, 10. 4, Lost Command, 250. 5, Hurry Up Harry, 550. 6, Gentleman Max, $5. 7, Trying, 750. 8, Blue Seal, 12. 9, Sherpa Trail, 7. 10, 11 out. 12, Frozen Asset, 81. 13, Biding Time, 151. Favourite, 250. 4, Lost Command.
I thought she was the better of the day, Sean. 4, 6, 7, 5 for me. Look, most of these know each other, and we know them well. They run around against each other all the while, except for Lost Command. She brings the different form lines. Look, that run on the heavy behind Masume, she's a pretty smart mare and had a lovely time in front, uncontested lead that day. And this put up a good performance chasing it and had 61 on its back to boot. So back to an open, and it's... look, down on 56 on its home track. The mile probably wouldn't want any further, but it's the Commands and they love the ground. So I just think today's the day for her. She's beautifully placed here and I'll make her the best bet of the day. 6, Gentleman Max, gets his conditions to suit. 8 wins on the heavy, Sean. He loves it. He likes the track. He likes the trip. He's a fit horse and he always runs well. He's got a good gait. Kayla understands him. He's gonna probably look the winner at some point somewhere. 7, Trying, I thought, might improve a little bit today. Last couple of runs have been okay. Again, very adept in the ground and down in the weight on 53. Can run you a very nice race here. And 5, Hurry Up Harry. Well, he mixes it around a little bit, Harry, here and there. But on his home track, he's good. He likes the heavy. And, look, he's going to run his usual honest race. But I just thought... she's on her own here, Lost Command, 4, a special, 6, 7, and 5, Sean.
Any good things there?
Look, I think there's a few great chances. I thought Dreams of Platinum would go pretty close in the second, Sean. Look, obviously, Smart Promise is right into the red, and she might give you a few heart palpitations, but she looks placed to win the maiden today and the last, Lost Command. So a nice little multi. I don't know what it'll pay, but there's 3 good chances. Picking one out, race 7, number 4, Lost Command. Best for me from Albury, Sean.
All right, terrific. Have a good day there, John, and enjoy the day. Beautiful day, but as you said, a heavy 9 to work on.
Yep, look, it'll be a great day's racing, Sean. The track will play pretty even, I'd imagine. We've got a 6-metre rail, but look, a genuine heavy throughout the day, and I'll be bringing you all the winners throughout the day out of the yard.
Good on you. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Sean.
John Scorse looking at the meeting today at Albury, and it's a good meeting there. As you said, a beauty today. Mitch Beer, always well represented at these meetings. He joins me now. How are you, Mitch?
Very well, Cozzy. Yourself?
Terrific. Now, you've, as always, you've got a big hand here. You've got Afterlife going around in the first today. A Delicani 3-year-old. You would think this horse on Delicani would get a little bit of ground, but you've only tried him over the 900, going to the 1175 today.
Yeah, he just had a quiet trial to gain his ticket there. He's a big, raw, very sort of European style of horse, much like his stallion. So he'll benefit from the run, and I'm sure we'll see the best of him once he gets out to a mile plus.
All right, what about Sabafeldi? He's a Cinto colt. Ran second at Wagga, trialled well.
Yeah, a horse we've had a lot of time for. He's a big, strong colt. Two-year-old taking on the older horses is always tough, but if he gets through the ground today, I think he'd be pretty hard to beat.
Righto, you've got the Analysium in race 2. It's had 5 goes on the soft, only the 1/3 and no cracks at the heavy. Does that concern you today?
She's first up for the stable, so we'll be learning a lot about her today. But she came up in really good order from Dan Bowman's. And she's a filly that lost a bit of form without the Regamate down in Victoria. So we've seen a big change in her attitude since we've been able to apply that up here. So she's nice and fit. 1,400 might be a little bit short of her ideal distance, but she'll be in it for a long way.
Wahini missing the third. You look at it go 11th to 12, 11th to 13, but I'd forget completely about those because she's now out to a distance almost, 2,000.
Yeah. She won third up over 2,000 last preparation, so we're trying to replicate that. She's just had a couple of runs at home for fitness benefit. We'll got her more positive today. And hopefully, if we can replicate her last prep, I think she finds a pretty average race. So she gets through the wet, so she'll go forward. She's fit, no excuses.
Righto, race 4, you got 3 runners. You got Fruits in by Sizzling. It's had three runs back from a fairly long spell and raced in very competitive company.
Yeah, I thought she's a new addition to the team. She's been tried. I think she ran third over a mile at Cranbourne. Well, sort of the 12 today is probably going to be like more 13 or 1400 on the heavy. So she might run a cheeky race, but again, probably looking to get to a mile before we see the best of her up on the border.
All right. What about Pips and Crowns? You've made a couple of gear changes or one before the last start.
Yeah, she's been a frustrating horse. Hasn't taken her what we see at home to the races. So I thought her last start over 14. She was wide, worked hard, hit the front of the top of the straight, just sort of petered out of it. So back to 1,200 today. She's very, very fit. She'll roll forward, and if she gets through the going, well, anything can happen in these small fields.
Smart Promise, you've got in that race, the 9 by Smart Missile. Probably been stiff not to won any of these three starts back from the let-up.
Yeah, she's the sort of horse that makes you realise why so many trainers are old, grumpy narcs. Here I am, all positive and young, but a few more of her in the stable, and I can certainly see why they end up nuts, I tell you, Gozzy. Mrs. Start flies home. She's an interesting little horse. She's got her quirks, but I think she really finds her right race today. Out to the 11.75 after two runs at the 1,000. Even if she's a little bit slow away today in the small field, Aubrey's such a lovely, big, long straight. I think she gets every chance to take care of the maiden today.
I just had a look at the gear changes. I thought I might have seen a new one go on, racing in a balaclava.
No, we'll leave that to the jockey.
All right, the 7th. Now, you've got Sherpa Trail in this. He's been a good, honest horse. He's only won the 3, but he just keeps bringing checks home for you.
Yeah. He's honest, but he'll run really well today. Every time we threaten to sack him, he pulls out a binder. So he got the whisper in his ear that there's an online auction up this week, so I'm sure he'll find 3 lengths and run a nice second or third for us. But he was disappointing last start, but on his day, more than a capable galloper, and he does appreciate the wet out to the mile. And again, he's fit, he'll roll forward, he'll give him something to run down.
Well, he's had the little prayer meeting, so he's going to improve on that if he knows there's an online auction happening.
Well, we already gelded him. Once you geld them, this is the second resort.
This is it. That's it. See, that'll send him overseas. All right.
That's it.
And that's the best way to improve a stallion, send him overseas, and then their progeny start winning.
Yeah, gals nominate sale or book him a plane ticket. They tend to improve out of sight.
Where is it now? Suburban Czechoslovakia. But it's throwing winners left, right and centre. Now, Mitch, what's your best today?
Listen, I really like the 2-year-old in the first. I think class-wise, he's a galloper. Obviously, Smart Promise is very short. She should be winning. But if the 2-year-old gets through the ground, I think he's a horse that could potentially end up, a city-class horse as a 3-year-old.
All right, good wrap. Good on you, Mitch. Have a great day there today.
Always good chatting to you, Cosby. Good on you, mate.
You too, mate. Thanks, Mitch. Bye. Mitch Beer, 10:28 at Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.